Hello?
Yes, hi. Am I speaking with, let me see here, Diane Harrell or her daughter?
This is her daughter.
Her daughter, hi. So my name is Shira. Is it Sherry?
It is.
Yeah, I'm reaching out to you from Family First. I know that my colleague Jasmine was in touch with you a little bit over an hour ago in regards to opening up a case for getting enrolled with the waiver program.
Yes.
So my name is Shira. I'm going to be the enrollment coordinator going forward. I'm just calling to introduce myself and see if you're ready to continue with the enrollment process today.
Okay. And what is your name?
Shira. That's S-H-I-R-A.
Shira.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Okay. Well, I did call the numbers that Jasmine wanted me to call, that broker or whatever.
Independent broker.
Yeah. Yeah. And my mom has an enrollment case manager coming out on Friday, October 3rd, between 1 and 3.
Okay. Beautiful. Let me just give you a little bit of a rundown. So it's not going to be, okay. So the assessment that you're going to be having is going to be done with somebody. You're not, you mentioned that it's going to be service coordinator or a care manager. It's just want to give you a heads up. She's not going to be a care manager. She's just going to come down and give you an assessment. Okay.
Right. Name is Kelly Young.
Okay. Let me just see here. Okay. So, like I said, my name is Shira. My extension is 119 at this number I called you at. Okay. Again, this is Family First. Any questions or concerns, I'm going to be helping you out with, really. We're going to be walking you through this process of getting the waiver program for Diane. And really, the process, it's very straightforward, but can seem a little bit overwhelming. But that's what our job is here for, to help you out, walk you through it. I see here, are you going to be your mom's caregiver?
Not necessarily a caregiver, no.
Who, do you have anybody in mind you'd like to enroll for the position to be your mom's caregiver?
No, she needs to have other people come out.
Okay, that's fine. Do you have any questions for me about the enrollment process?
What do we need?
Okay, so first assessment that you're going to have is to see if you're eligible. Then they're going to need a doctor's note. After the
doctor's... That's all kind of in the works today.
Right.
She gave me a Harmony ID number, and also they sent stuff to her doctor or whatever the first time I was on the phone with them.
Yeah, that's the start of the process. Independent enrollment broker is the one who's giving you the assessment. They're also going to try and make sure that her primary care physician fills out this form. If this physician can't fill out the form, the agency can help you out with the alternatives of what to do about that. But we're going to cross that bridge when we get there.
I already spoke to them, and they're aware that it should be coming.
Amazing. You're definitely, you got everything taken care of already.
Well, I'm freaking pissed with this shit. I'll be honest with you.
I know. It's very frustrating at times, and it's a lot, but it really is very straightforward. Really is. They have to first see if she's physically eligible, then financially eligible, and if yes, the service coordinator is going to be assigned, and they'll be able to continue with the enrollment process. My goal is really to help you and walk you through the process. And, you know, I'm here if you have any questions or concerns. It sounds like a lot, but it's really very straightforward. Throughout the process, I'll be calling you, and you don't have to worry about being on top of anything unless I tell you. So really, you know,
nice.
I want you to put it on a back burner unless I tell you, oh, we need this, then, you know. But it's very, very straightforward. I don't want you to be worried about it or anxious or anything like that.
Okay.
I am going to give you a heads up, though. If they do find that she's physically eligible, the county is going to want to know if she's financially eligible. They may potentially, they will ask for some financial information. So that's just giving you a heads up in that area.
We have that. And I can actually have my daughter email it right to you. because my daughter's in charge of her finances.
Okay, amazing. I don't need it just now. It's going to be the county that's going to need it, but okay. I will definitely keep that in mind. Before I go today, do you have any questions for me?
What is it like for like 24-hour, not care, but three shifts to be coming into her home?
Well, that's the thing. She's going through this enrollment process now. We don't know how many hours she's going to be approved for. That's really dependent on her assessment that she's going to be having. Okay? So once that's completed, we'll fully be able to know what, you know, what she needs and how many hours they're going to approve her. But we don't know that yet.
Okay.
Unless somebody called you and told you that she was approved for those hours prior to the conversation.
No, nothing like that. This has been, I mean, it's going fast. It's going smoothly because I'll be honest with you, Jasmine sent me in the right direction.
Yeah. It's very concerning. It's not, I wouldn't say concerning, but it's very overwhelming. And it's like you're walking in the dark if you don't know, if you don't have direction or the agency to help you out. Most participants sometimes do it themselves. And eventually they do end up bringing on the agency because they do have to hire a caregiver, and that's where the agency comes in. But we also do, you know, that's why it's important. Alrighty, fine. So,
who pays for this then?
So it's that's why we work with you. So it's basically the state and the county that's paying for this. We're just the intermediary, making sure that whoever it is that you've chosen to get to be the caregiver, or if let's say we've provided a caregiver for you, it's our job to make sure that she's getting paid weekly. That's where, you know, that's where we come in, making sure that there's a good caregiver. If not, we, you know, we try and staff somebody better. That's just part of the job.
Right.
Uh-huh. And it's all the state. It's a state program, so the state is providing it.
Okay, because she does have expenses with living in her home. So I'm like, you know.
Does she have an income over $2,900 or $2,800?
Oh, gosh. No. No.
Okay. All right. So that's one of the things. If she does have an income over that, then that's definitely something where, you know, her eligibility may be questioned of whether she's going to be eligible.
No, she's around $1,500, somewhere in there.
Okay.
Because I know she's my mom.
Yeah, no, I got you. Alrighty, fine. So I'll try and be in touch with you sometime next week. We're not going to bother you until after the assessment. Giving you a heads up, they are going to need that doctor's form. You shouldn't be worried about it. The doctors should be able to fill it out right away. And then area and aging should be reaching out for another assessment. This is a physical assessment. And it will determine how and when she's going to be approved. Okay?
Okay, the physical assessment and what assessment?
The area and aging assessment is after the broker assessment. They're going to be reaching out to schedule.
Okay.
I think it's more physical, this assessment. They're going to want to see what she physically can do on her own and can't do, and this will determine if she's going to be approved or not. Okay?
Okay. So does she have, like, a cognitive test that she may have to tomorrow or Friday? Is that a part of it or no?
I wouldn't know. I don't think so. And I think with them talking to her, they'll know pretty well, pretty fast, if what the problem is, you know?
Okay. Because she has doctor appointments and such. Okay.
Well, they're going to call you to schedule that on your time. Okay?
All right. Oh, gosh. I thank you for calling me. And you're at extension 119. And I'm going to copy your number down.
Yeah. Alrighty, and like I said, it sounds like a lot, but it's really straightforward. You're not doing this alone. I'm going to be walking you through the whole process, and it's going to be okay. All right?
Thank you.
Alrighty.
Okay, thanks a lot, Sherry, for calling, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah, take care. Be well.
Okay, bye-bye.